This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Colombia, it's 52 years since the Colombian Civil War, and citizens are being encouraged to seek financial compensation through their government. But a large number of LGBTI people are missing out. In order to claim the compensation, Colombians must make a, quote, declaration of victimhood to the government through a process that requires LGBT people to come out to the authorities. Now, during the Civil War, many Colombians were targeted due to their sexuality, and therefore many feel as though coming head-to-head with that same discriminatory system and the behaviours faced in the Civil War is not acceptable. Citizens have claimed that LGBTI Colombians are being prevented from accessing justice through this compensation scheme. To date, only 2,000 citizens identifying as LGBT have applied out of over 700,000 applications.
Over in Kenya, the Kenyan High Court is currently deliberating on decriminalising homosexuality in a landmark case for the country. Currently in Kenya, being gay can land you up to 14 years in prison. Since the introduction of the new constitution in 2010, many LGBTI activist groups, supported by allies around the globe, are saying that this rule is contrary to its purpose.
And this is really, really exciting news, because this is Kenya will potentially become the first country in East Africa to decriminalise homosexuality.
The case was first filed in 2016 and directly addresses the discrimination section of Kenyan's penal code. I wonder where they got that from. That decriminalises the same-sex relationships between...
Your fault, the English.
Adults. I'm going to save up my sorry for towards the
end. For the end. We'll just cover off all the countries.
Yeah. They filed last Thursday, a group of human rights lawyers under the organisation of the Kenyan National Gay and Lesbian Rights Commission have argued against a section of the penal code that criminalises consensual same-sex between adults.
And we're going to keep an eye on that one as it progresses for you.
And just across the sea in New Zealand, a pair of trans-exclusionary feminist protesters disrupted this year's Auckland Pride March on the weekend, carrying anti-trans signage at the front of the parade. Now, two activists held a sign reading, "Stop giving kids hormones, protect lesbian youth." Now, this is, of course, a misconception, as trans children are not given sex hormones. For many young people who start medical transition, hormones are typically started around the age of 16. These protesters claimed that LGBT groups, as well as the Pride Parade, are endorsing medical experimentation, child abuse, and the destruction of female-only and lesbian spaces.
It's kind of not something you'd expect to see at a New Zealand Pride. This is
Absolutely.
Quite interesting.
Or at any Pride, for that matter.
And
the Rainbow Greens, a party in New Zealand, have made a statement following the revelation that one of the anti-trans protesters is a Green Party member. The spokesperson said that their actions do not align with the Green Party philosophy of non-violence. Despite its place at the front of the parade, however, the anti-trans protest has drawn little attention, though a few social media users have posted their criticism against them.
And a certain LGBT radio station in Melbourne picked up the story. Across to the USA, the federal court in the USA has ruled that civil rights laws protect gay workers from discrimination. This comes after the Trump administration argued it was illegal to fire people for being gay. Another approach from the courts, another attack on statements by the Trump administration. This follows a case of Donald Zada. He's a former skydiving instructor who alleged that his old company fired him because of his sexuality. So the story goes, he was preparing for a jump, one of those tandem jumps where you've got somebody strapped to the front of you. And he joked with a female client something along the lines of that he was gay and he had an ex-husband to prove it. not a great joke, but anyway, he was sacked after the woman complained about his conduct, and he since brought a lawsuit alleging discriminatory treatment by his employer. So why is this significant? Sounds like it's the land of litigation, of course. The Trump administration's Justice Department, championed by the notoriously anti-LGBT Attorney General Jeff Sessions, made an uninvited intervention into the case. They jumped into this case and argued before the court that the country's civil rights provision does not provide any protection for gay people. This is quite extraordinary.
Mm. But are you surprised with Trump in charge?
Not surprised, but I think it's extraordinary for them to jump into a case that was not warranted. And obviously the courts have pretty much said that. The court has gone against the Justice Department's argument in the landmark decision for LGBT equality, although it is likely, of course, that the case will be appealed in the Supreme Court.
In brief, in Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church says church can cure homosexuality.
And in the United States of America, in Mississippi, an LGBTI group will sue the city that denied them a pride parade.
Across in Canada, police believe alleged gay serial killer Bruce MacArthur may have killed even more men.
And in the UK, the beloved Stephen Fry opens up about his prostate cancer diagnosis in a heartfelt video online, saying that he's bloody lucky to be surrounded by such wonderful people.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.